1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. FBI Director Kash Patel faced some heated questions today from lawmakers. CBS's Nicole Killian is there.
Democrats especially are certainly trying to ask some very pointed questions of the director, particularly with respect to the purging of a number of career officials.
As well as the handling of the investigation into Charlie Kirk's killing. Luigi Mangione, accused of killing United Healthcare CEO, was in a New York court this morning where two state terrorism charges were thrown out. Jacob Ware, the Council on Foreign Relations.
The New York Attorney General's office was attempting to make an argument that this killing was intended to intimidate people or change policy in some way. And that didn't really appear to be the case.
Israel has begun its ground offensive in Gaza City. At the UN, Human Rights Chief Volker Turk.
I call on Israel to stop its wanton destruction of Gaza.
Israel's defense minister declared Gaza is burning as the operation began. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammy McCormick.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Average gas prices fell 8 cents per gallon over the last week. The average price in the state on Monday, being $2.88, means prices are 3.9 cents higher than a month ago. However, this is still 8.5 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. More states saw decreases than increases last week, and there's good news on the horizon. The transition to cheaper winter gasoline begins on Tuesday across most of the country. Officials at Gas Buddy expect average gas prices to continue to decline in the weeks ahead, as long as hurricane season remains quiet. Prices in central Wisconsin range from $2.71 to $2.81 per gallon. Legislation that would require state employees return to office work passes the state assembly. Joanne Kulatz reports.
The bill's author, Pleasant Prairie Republican Amanda Nedweski, says it simply does what Democratic Governor Tony Evers should have required and that the administration has failed to provide sufficient oversight of state employees who began to work remotely during the COVID pandemic. The measure will need to pass the state Senate before going to Evers, who would likely veto it.
The chamber also passed legislation aimed at combating sextortion by providing a penalty for sharing representations depicting nudity, restricting the sorts of flags that would be allowed to be displayed at government buildings in Wisconsin, and exempting tobacco bars from the public smoking ban. Archery and crossbow deer hunting seasons opened on Saturday. These two seasons run through January 4th, though certain counties and metro subunits have extended seasons until January 31st. Reminder that all harvested deer must be registered by 5 p.m. the day after recovery. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
An update on Watson. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, Packers receiver Christian Watson, recovering from a torn ACL, spoke to reporters. Wide receiver Jaden Reed is out for the next couple of months with a broken collarbone. So how close is Watson to returning to action?
Obviously, I got to get clearance from the medical team and whatnot, but I've got to feel, 110% confident, and, I'm going to be able to go out there and be Christian Watson, not, 90%, or I need to be 100% of Christian Watson before I get out there.
The Wisconsin Badgers team frustrated after their 38-14 loss in Alabama over the weekend. Head coach Luke Fickell asked, does he ever get mad at his players after a poor performance?
No, you're always trying to say, okay, what's going to be the best, not for me, because it feels better sometimes to put your hand through a wall or put your head through a window, right? Yeah, that feels good at times. In the long run, I don't know what it does for us.
Baseball, the Brewers and Angels tonight at American Family Field. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
Staying sunny and summery today, with high temperatures still spiking to the upper 80s. Well above average high temperatures, we stay mild tonight with temperatures at 60. And tomorrow, a repeat of today. Chances for showers and thunderstorms at night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect.
beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we discuss the rise in death by suicide rates in Wisconsin and try to look into what the cause and the solution is. Also, the Brewers are back in action. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us is Connie Field, a filmmaker. With Clarity Films, Clarity, C-L-A-R-I-T-Y, claritifilms.org is the website, Connie.Field, spelled just the way you'd think, C-O-N-N-I-E.Field, over on Instagram. Connie, tell us about this new film you have about Hungary.
Well, the film is called Democracy Noir, which I guess is apt title for it. And the film follows three women in Hungary who have been fighting Viktor Orban since 2010. And one of them is an opposition member of parliament. The other is a nurse who is also a street activist. And the other is a journalist who follows corruption. And we get the story of what happened in Hungary over the last 12 years through their eyes. And when you see the film, I think what Americans today are going to notice is that this is where Trump got his playbook. You'll see so many things in the film that will remind you of what's happening to us right now.
Yeah, and Viktor Orban even came to CPAC and said, you know, build your own media, change your libel laws so that you can take down people who criticize you. He just laid it out. I mean, you know, and this is not a secret, generally speaking, although most Americans are completely unaware of it.
Right, exactly.
What led you to this?
Just as most Americans, even though the Democrats talked a lot about 2025, I think it went over everybody's head.
Yeah.
It really didn't land anywhere where people really understood it. And with this film, now people understand it much better than before the election.
So where can people find the movie?
The movie's going to be at the Monica in Los Angeles for the next week. It's starting on September 19th. It'll run through the 25th. And they can get tickets at the Lemley Theater, it's called the Monica in Los Angeles. It's also going to be at a lot of other theaters, and they can go to our website, which is claritifilms.org, and they can see where it's showing.
Yeah, Sean was just telling me it's playing here in Portland right now, apparently until tomorrow.
Right now in Portland, I just got back from Seattle. It's going to be in Scottsdale, Arizona. It's going to be in Cleveland. It's going to be in many, many places.
Are you going to put it online?
Yes, eventually I'll put it online, probably in November, December.
Oh, okay. Okay, so let's start at the beginning. I was actually in Hungary the summer that Viktor Orban, I wasn't there when he gave the speech, but about a month afterwards. When he was kind of a rising star on the left, as it were, challenging communism. It was the summer that the wall came down in Berlin.
and there were all these German refugees coming in and whatnot. And, you know, people were actually very optimistic about the possibility that Viktor Orban could be the guy, you know, who is going to lead Hungary into a post-Soviet positive place. How did he become essentially a dictator?
Well, you know, okay, a couple of interesting things about the time that you were there. Orban went to Oxford on a scholarship paid by George Soros.
I remember, yeah.
And he was a liberal back then, and he was much more liberal from 1998 to 2002 when he was also in office. And he also, the other thing that's important about that era is that that's when they formed their new constitution for Hungary. And unfortunately, in this constitution, they have a clause that says any political group that gains two-thirds majority in parliament can change the constitution.
Which he has done now repeatedly.
Yes, when he got elected in 2010, he was the first to have a two-thirds majority, and he did exactly that.
Yeah.
So it's interesting, as people now are beginning to understand that something's wrong in our constitution, which is allowing for the situation that we face right now, that was the same in Hungary. But one thing I wanted to add is the reason I did a film about Hungary is because my husband's Hungarian, and we've been going almost every year since 1990 to Hungary. So I've kind of had a front row seat.
Wow. Yeah, I guess. So you know about that era that I was talking about. I haven't been back since then, so I can't, you know, speak to modern day Hungary, but I certainly can read the news reports, and I've written a few myself about Viktor Orban. He has essentially captured the entire judiciary. Do I have that right?
Absolutely.
And he has his party, Fidesz, controls the parliament. He has largely gerrymandered Hungary in order to guarantee his and Fidesz's victories. How does that work in Hungary?
Well, that's one of the first things he did in 2011 is gerrymander, just the way the Republicans have, and unfortunately Democrats do the same thing, but have not been as successful as Republicans in gerrymandering things in the states. The other thing he did is he did a thing called winner take all. It used to be if you got 51% of the vote, that's what you got represented, and the opposition would have its 49%.
In parliament.
In parliament. He changed it so whoever gets 51% in that district gets the whole district.
Mm.
Okay, the other thing he does, he can change the election laws at will. Okay, so for instance, around Hungary, there's this diaspora of Hungarians because Hungary used to be much bigger until World War I. And so he allows all the Hungarians in the Ukraine, in Slovakia, in Romania, in Serbia, to all vote in the Hungarian elections. And they can vote by mail, and he gives them various grants and helps them out, and they all vote for Fidesz.
Right, because he's
part of another diaspora in Hungary, which are young people who all went off to Europe to work. And there's about 800,000 there. If you're in England and you're working in Manchester, you have to go all the way to London to the Hungarian embassy and vote in person. And the embassy always closes by 3 o'clock that day.
So the young people
can vote.
I'm sorry, finish your thought. I didn't mean to step up.
And the other thing that he allows to have happen is he does like voter tourism. This he started in 2018. So let's say he's got a district that he's not sure of getting his 51%, and he knows he's got this other one completely. He buses people from that district to the other one, so he always gets his 51%.
Wow.
He always has two-thirds of parliament.
Wow, that's pretty extreme. So with the foreign vote or the out of country vote, the people who he is subsidizing and who love him, he lets them vote by mail. But the people who are the young people who are working abroad, they have to go to the embassy. Do I have that right?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, because they're more likely to vote against him. It's really astonishing. And he's been in power since 2010, as I recall.
For this era,
yeah, He was president before that for a short time.
98 to 2002, when he lost right. that election, he was really depressed.
Right.
And so he went around the country and formed the citizens group with his party, Fidesz, figured out who his constituency could be, and he's played to that constituency.
Right.
Way, it's very similar to Trump.
How do you think this is going to play out? Because he's been sucking up to Putin, and he has had pro-Ukraine positions at times, but it seems like Trump's pro-Ukraine positions. In other words, all talk, no action kind of stuff. But not just with regard to Ukraine, but how is he shut down major universities. He sued most of the press in Hungary out of business, and his oligarch buddies have bought up most of the media outlets. I mean, he basically controls that country, and can do it with an iron fist, although he has this, friendly affect. And everybody thinks of Hungary as just, another country in Europe. In fact, he sponsored CPAC over there in Budapest a couple of years ago. How do you think this is going to play out? Is the movement to overthrow him essentially going to have any success? Or is Fidesz going to end when he dies? I mean, what do you see happening? We've got about 2 minutes here before we hit a hard break, Connie.
Okay. It's actually looking very positive now. A couple of things, a new party formed called TISA. It's headed by a guy who left Fidesz. There's been resistance in Hungary continuously, and that's been very, very important, because once Fidesz came up, a lot of people were there to join it, because they've developed this culture of resistance. And TISA is outpolling Fidesz right now.
That's
the second thing that happened was Orban banned Pride. But instead of people staying home on Pride Day, led by the mayor of Budapest, close to 200,000 people were in the streets.
I saw the pictures. Yeah, I remember.
And Orban did nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
So there is a party that could basically overtake it. It really is going to end up depending on how much Orban sews up the election.
We're talking with Connie Field. She's a filmmaker with ClarityFilms.org, C-L-A-R-I-T-Y Films.org. And the film is Democracy Noir. Tell us again how people can find this film.
Well, it's going to open in L.A. on Friday at the Monica Theater, so they can go there. It's playing there for a week. It's in Cleveland. It's going to be in Scottsdale, Arizona, a number of places. I just got back from Seattle. It's in Portland, many, many places.
Yes.
But in Santa Monica... At the Monica Theater starting this Friday.
Cool.
And I'll be there on Friday and Saturday to talk with the film.
That's great. ClarityFilms.org. Check it out. Connie, thanks so much for dropping by and for making this movie.
Thank you, Tom.
Good talking with you.
Okay.
Democracy Noir. We'll be right back. It's 18 minutes past the hour, just about. We'll be in a few seconds. I'll be back with you and pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back with your calls. What's on your mind? Stick around.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be, and that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
I'm Scott Hansen, host of NFL Red Zone. Lowe's knows Sundays hit different when you earn them. We've got you covered with outdoor power equipment from Kobalt and everything you need to weatherproof your deck with Trex decking. Plus, with lawn care from Scott's and, of course, Pit Boss grills and accessories, you can get a home field advantage all season long. So get to Lowe's, get it done, and earn your Sunday. Lowe's, official partner of the NFL.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A bipartisan bill banning members of Congress from owning or trading individual stocks has been introduced in the U.S. House. It appears the reform could pass, due in no small part to a tax break sweetener just for members. For years, allegations have plagued members of Congress who allegedly traded stocks on the basis of inside information. The Brennan Center for Justice points to Senator Dianne Feinstein's February 2020 trades prior to pandemic-related market losses and Representative Rob Bresnahan's sale of hospital development bonds only a month after he voted to cut Medicaid and put those hospitals at risk of closure. September 3rd, Republican Representative Chip Roy introduced H.R. 5106, also called the Restore Trust in Congress Act, co-sponsored by Democratic Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and 15 others. The bill allows current members 180 days to divest of individual stocks, but allows investing in mutual funds, index funds, municipal bonds, and treasury bonds. But one critic writes in Forbes that the reform comes with a sweetheart deal, allowing members to divest and defer capital gains taxes until after they leave Congress, a huge gift to multimillionaire members. Both House Speaker Mike Johnson and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries have signaled they will support the bill. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, no, we can't read a poker face. Deep cuts, the way it goes when you're a part of it, and some authentic cringe. This is how you remind. From 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers tried to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation. And that's essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school. Or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 to become a member. Text Hartman to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school, because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply. ffrf.us/school.
Use the law like a blade on command. He named a man the truth and tried to bury them with state approved abuse. Chris Cribbs said the vote was clean. Trump couldn't stand what that would mean. So he aimed the DOJ like a loaded gun to punish truth till silence won. The freedom to speak, truth to power, can't be killed by a man in a golden tower. the freedom to speak truth to power. Trump made loyalty the only creed.
24 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Joe in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Not much, Tom. I've got a couple of quick kind of informational things for you. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about how the dollar is declining in value since Trump took office. It's had the fastest decline in 50 years.
Really?
He's such a great businessman. 50-year decline to 10%.
Wow.
The other one I wanted to tell you, I've spent a lot of time researching, using stats, going through numbers since 1975, and about 77% of all political violence, you know, domestic terrorism, is on the right-wing lunatics, and about 23% is on the left. So it's just the opposite of what, you know, how Trump
right.
uses.
And the percentage that's on the left, by the way, is not the left that the right-wingers attack. It's not, you know, trans people out there. Well, there was one, but, you know, it's not like, you know, trans or queer people out there shooting people. It's mostly environmentalists who are, you know, sabotaging environmental, you know, disasters, you know, logging sites and things like that. If my recollection is correct, Joe, you just looked through the numbers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a false equivalence. Even with that 23%, they're usually trying to do something good.
Yeah.
Like stopping big insurance from, you know, killing everybody. The other thing I wanted for any Republicans that are hate watching that happen to be seniors, I've got good news for you. In 2026, your COLA, your cost of living, is going to be less than inflation, about 2.7%. But the good news is you'll be paying 11% more on your Part B Medicare. Trump's doing such great things for you again. The other thing that I wanted to talk to you about that I think you'll find very interesting, there's a new deal going on. You can look this up. It's quite interesting. There was, right a couple of days before the death of Kirk, there was somebody selling witchcraft spells on Etsy.
Oh, I know. And they bought a hex on Kirk.
Yeah, and I'm thinking witch trials with Alito as the judge. Don't you think?
Yeah, that would work.
It's there, right?
Joe, thanks for the call. 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It is a true story, though. It's an amazing one. We'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of the break. With us today is co-founder of Native Path Collagen, Dr. Chad Walding. So glad to have you with us. Tell us about your company.
Well, Native Path, we're a company that is really all about aligning human health with the way it's designed to eat, move, and live. You know, we look at the past 100 years and we see a consistent rise in disease, specifically metabolic disease. That rise has been happening despite all our advances in technology and medicine. We really recognize and appreciate the timeless principles that are really appropriate for humans and human health. And what we do as a company is we educate people on nutrition and movement and lifestyle. And we help provide supplements to help fill in the gaps of the vitamins, the nutrients, and minerals that are missing in the modern diet.
And you do this with Native Path Collagen. What exactly is collagen?
Collagen is our hero product. That's the first product we came out with. And collagen is the most abundant protein in the body, right? It's what makes up the structure of your body, your tendons, your ligaments, the things that you look at, like your hair, your skin, your nails. It even makes up your bones and your gut lining. So it's extremely important to have collagen. And it's something that our ancestors would get plenty of with the way they ate, because they would eat nose to tail. They would take the bones of an animal, they would put it in a big pot with hot water and make broth, and that's how they would get collagen. But we're not getting near enough in our modern diet, because we're so bombarded with carbohydrates and fat, and not near enough quality protein, certainly not enough collagen. And collagen is something we produce on our own, but around the age of 20, that starts to decline. Around 50, it really starts to decline. When we're deficient in collagen, it accelerates the aging process, the weakening of the structure of our body. So it becomes really important to start supplementing with it as we get older. consuming quality protein, specifically in the form of collagen, is one of the easiest things you can do that makes the most difference in your health.
It's remarkable stuff. Dr. Chad Walding, thank you so much for dropping by today.
Awesome, Tom. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today at getnativepath.com/.
Pat Kreitlow. On Wednesday, Corrine Hendrickson, a former child care provider, and Francesca Hong, a state legislator, are each looking at making some electoral moves in 2026.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A group of legislators gathered in Tolma late last week to discuss expanding rail services between Minneapolis and Chicago. Tolma Mayor Paul Dwyer said the group discussed both cargo and passenger rail, with the focus being more on increasing the ability to move people.
The focus was on passenger rail mostly. There was people from Fort McCoy who were very supportive of rail service because that's how they're looking at moving a lot of their troops now.
Fort McCoy is the largest military base in the state, and Tolma sits between Fort McCoy and the Air National Guard base just a few miles to the east.
So this is huge for Tolma, being right between two major military installations, being Volk Field in Camp Douglas and Fort McCoy at Sparta.
Tolma had been selected to receive grant funds from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act back in 2009. That project was suspended in 2010 by former Governor Jim Doyle before he left office.
If this rail project goes through this time, I think it can be a great catalyst for being able to promote our downtown, bring more people into our downtown. We've seen other communities that have benefited from, you know, more rail activity in their community.
That's Tina Thompson. She's president and CEO of the Tolma Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center.
The nice thing about our downtown being so close to the Amtrak station is that it makes it walkable. Everything is within, all of our shops are within like a mile.
The alternative of relying on a car for transportation is something Stevens Point representative Vinnie Moresi is on board for. He told the Wisconsin Examiner he would like to see rail service connecting Stevens Point and other central Wisconsin communities to other major cities already on the route. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Staying sunny and summery today with high temperatures still spiking to the upper 80s. Well above average high temperatures, we stay mild tonight with temperatures at 60. And tomorrow, a repeat of today. Chances for showers and thunderstorms at night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This week, we sit down with Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, and she talks about her run for Lieutenant Governor.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1, on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
For all of your support. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag you're it. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Louise swears by this stuff. She loves it. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance. It's spelled VIBRIANCE.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get up to 37% off and free shipping on this extraordinary Super C Serum with hyaluronic acid. Vibrance.com/Tom.
Tearing the pillars of justice down, banning the lawyers, silencing the fight. If no one defends, who protects the right? He's silencing the defenders one by one. The judge is shaking in fear. Lust by his side, whispering.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Marilyn in Chicago. Hey, Marilyn, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Oh, I love your show so much.
Thank you.
I just want to say that, of course, I think the assassination of Charles Koch, completely unacceptable in every way. But what concerns me is that this concept in our media that's going on right now, if anyone says anything negative about him, that, they're going to be labeled as being against free speech. When in actuality, if we can't say those things, that's not free speech.
Yeah, it's
and
quite
I
ironic.
Think we need to, right? Yeah. We need to let young people know who, maybe think they support him, some of the things that he has, said. And I know, he, rejects feminism. He says, a woman should submit to her husband. He says slavery was bad, but black people were better off in slavery. They committed less crimes then. He says the January 6th people entered the Capitol and beat the police. We're trying to attack, Nancy Pelosi. And they just had bad judgment. But it wasn't an insurrection. Mm-hmm. And he actually was happy that they were all pardoned. He believed the election was stolen.
Yeah.
Donald Trump went to 62 judges.
I don't think he believed it, but he said it. Yeah.
But he said it, right. He would denounce LGBTQ, the community. It was terrible. He stated gun deaths had to occur because of the benefits of gun rights. So I guess he was okay with children being killed, and terrible attacks. He said the Civil Rights Act was a mistake. It was destructive.
Yep.
He said it was anti-white. Martin Luther King was an awful person.
Yep.
He said George Floyd was a scumbag and wasn't worthy of attention. I could just go on.
I've seen the list.
Yeah, and I've actually gone and looked at some of the videos to make sure he did say these things, and he did.
Yeah.
And so I'm just trying to understand why we cannot make those statements. You can condemn the assassination, but then you need to tell people what his views were, which are not acceptable.
Yeah.
And I'm just not even listing all of them, but those are pretty significant there.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. Charlie Kirk was promoting positions that I strongly disagree with and that I think are actually
right.
bad for America. But, he had every right to do that. And he had every right to travel around the country to tell his truths or what I would, define even as in some cases lies. But that's all perfectly legal. That's free speech. And when Pam Bondi comes out and says, now, if you engage in free speech in an effort to smear the reputation of Charlie Kirk, then the
right.
FBI, the Department of Justice, the biggest police
yeah.
agency in the world, is at least the United States, is going to come after you. At
yeah.
that point, I'm saying, wait a minute, something has changed in America.
That's exactly what I've been hearing, too, and I feel that exact same concern that you just expressed.
Yeah, yeah.
That it doesn't make any sense to me. And I think
dangerous.
It's more, it's very dangerous, and, you know, and just so many important issues that, you know, again, it needs to be stated what he said, because I actually know some young people who, you know, they just heard, you know, superfluous things about him. They think he sounded good, and then when I tell them this list, they go, oh.
Yeah.
Well, I can't agree with those things.
Well, that's
they
that's
didn't
why,
know that.
That's why they don't want us talking about it. So,
right.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to move along, Marilyn, but thanks for the call.
Okay.
Good to hear from you. Annette in Baltimore. Hey, Annette, what's on your mind today?
I got a few things. How are you?
I am fine. What's on your mind?
Okay. First of all, the media try to convince people that their feelings or perceptions are actually reality, right? Because they say, you know, when Biden was in office, they say, we just don't feel, you know, like we're going ahead or things are getting cheaper, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even though it was, right? But their feelings, because I feel this, they needed me to it or convince that our perception is not reality.
Yeah.
Most times.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, okay, what's both sides think to this domestic violence, political violence? We got a few, and I can't even say we have a few, because I think most of those are like libertarians or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that they're actually Democrats, but I just say the false equivalents.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, and because I had it right there, I was like, okay, what is it? What's these things? The political views? Mostly on the right, negative, and the perception, because I find one of the ladies, the commentators on MSNBC, I think she's took over the slot for Joy Reid with the other two people,
mm-hmm.
and she keeps saying, well, people don't feel, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Well, sadly, that's become the criteria for our politics,
yeah.
and that, you know,
you know, it's like,
do feel,
I feel, you know?
Yeah, yeah,
no,
And that was the problem with the Biden presidency, was Joe Biden was, in my opinion, one of the best presidents of my lifetime.
Yes.
And yet nobody knew it because he was such an incompetent communicator. And you know, and I get that. I mean, he was a very good legislator. He was a very good president. But because he stuttered and because I think he was just basically shy, he was not able to go out in front of the White House every day and just, you know, rant about all the great stuff he's doing the way Donald Trump does.
People were denying reality.
Yeah. No, I get it.
I mean, just denying reality.
Yep, I get it.
I mean, because if they're going to sit there and fall for the, you know, we do better under Republican governance, when?
We never have.
I don't know
yeah,
if we're going to make it through this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, in the last 40 years, we've, you know, in every presidency
right.
that we've had, the Republicans have created 1 million jobs and Democrats have created 50 million jobs. Republicans have given us 10 out of the last 11 recessions. You know,
yeah.
Americans just don't know this stuff. And that, I got to move along, but thank you for the call.
Okay.
It's great hearing from you.
Hey.
Thank you. Thank you. Shelley in Lake City, Florida. Hey, Shelley, what's up?
Hey, Tom, thank you so much for taking my call, and thank you for all you and your crew do. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
I had a thing that came. I was listening to the Midas Touch podcast on Friday, and it, Ben Mycelis had Brendan Boyle on, the congressman from Pennsylvania,
mm-hmm.
and Brendan Boyle mentioned that the subsidies for the ACA are going to run out at midnight on October the 1st. Now, I knew they were supposed to expire on January 1st, but I have insurance through the ACA. Right now, I'm presently paying $40 a month. If I lose those subsidies, I'm going to be paying $1,400 a month starting next month. And I have called eight congressmen in my state. And I called Brendan Boyle's office, and I have left them all messages with my phone number and my email. I have not heard anything back, and
yeah.
I'm quite concerned. So I thought, well, when in doubt, call Tom.
I thought it was January 1st, too, Shelley. I'm wondering if Brendan Boyle is wrong, or
well,
maybe you
I've
and I are.
I've heard it mentioned twice after Friday, after Brendan mentioned it Friday. I've also heard it two more times on the Midas Touch. I've heard it three times.
Huh.
And
well,
that's
I'm sorry, I don't know. I mean, normally I'm on top of this stuff, but I'll tell you what, actually, I can't do it during the break. I'll have to, we'll be taking calls, but I'll have to look this up when I get off the air, and I'll talk about it tomorrow. Is that all right?
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you so much, Tom. I really appreciate it.
I'll see what I can find out, Shelley. Thank you very much. Thanks
okay.
for the call.
Thank you.
Maybe I can track it down in just a few seconds here real quickly. It is 44 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment while I try to figure all this stuff out. Thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Okay, I just asked ChatGPT when do the ACA credits expire, and it says they're set to expire at the end of 2025, unless Congress acts to renew them. So there you go. Hey, let's be honest. Most of us are tired, stressed, and dealing with some kind of pain. And what do? We power through, because the last thing we want is another prescription. And let's face it, nothing in the medicine cabinet ever actually works. That's why I'm so glad I found CB Distillery. Their CBD products are helping so many people, myself included, sleep better, feel more relaxed, and ease everyday pain. And the best part? It's all made with premium quality natural ingredients. They have a full range of solutions for stress, sleep, pain after exercise, even CBD for pets. Their Soothing Relief Balm is a huge customer favorite, and so are their sleep products. Their sleep gummies are my absolute favorite. They really work. So if you're tired of being tired and stressed or just want to feel better in your body, check out CBD from CB Distillery. And right now, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Visit CBDistillery.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at CBDistillery.com, promo code TOM. CBDistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Ladies and gentlemen, pets, imaginary friends, take a listen down memory lane and spread the 411 with 97.5 FM WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. If it was released from 1990 to 1999, we will play it Sunday nights 8 to 9. Send me your requests with your beeper, or maybe DM me on the socials, or email me james.maloff@civicmedia.us. Sunday nights 8 to 9 on WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. Booyah!
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
This is all too familiar. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take time off work, or hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of sick people. Or open your medical emergency kit, you know, like mine. I just match my symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor prescribed medications, and there is a doctor in this loop to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes, and your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. And use the promo code Tom to get that $45 off. urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. And then use the promo code Tom.
The White House is set, the flag just a prop. Truth takes a bullet, the cameras don't stop. He's never been real, but the danger is true. He's gambling with lives for a headline or two. The audience cheers as the nation breaks down. He laughs at the fire as he melts off the crowd.
It's 9 minutes before the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Clay in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Hey, Clay, what's up?
Well, first, quickly, I'd like to just point out to all the bills out there that it's quite amazing how the right has convinced you of this totally minor issue to get you to vote against your own interests.
Yeah,
just because of this little minor issue.
You're talking about wailing on trans people like Bill was doing a minute ago.
Yeah, it's a distraction. I mean,
it's a disgraceful distraction.
Yeah. So the other thing that the reason the call was the this Charlie Kirk cult, it seems, has sprung up now. I mean,
yes, the horse vessel syndrome.
They've created a new religion,
yep.
Charlianity.
Charlie Hannity. Yeah, it seems.
I mean, I'm just stunned by the yeah. That, I mean, they treat him like he's some sort of god. You know, how dare you say anything about this god, Charlie? You know,
yeah. It just blows my mind.
I don't. And can you imagine what would happen on the other hand if Joe Biden was the one that had been shot? Can you imagine what would be being said?
Well, we know.
From
I think
right.
We know. When the Speaker
know.
Of the Minnesota House was shot and her husband, they were both killed, Trump wouldn't even call Governor Walz. He wouldn't lower the flags to half staff. When right. Nancy Pelosi's husband was nearly murdered at the age of 82 with a hammer, Trump made jokes about it. Trump retweeted a picture of Joe Biden tied up in the back of a pickup truck with a bullet hole in his forehead. I mean, you know, we know how they would respond.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the congresswoman was not well known, so nobody knew who that was really.
Even outside
Trump
of Minnesota,
know
yeah.
Who she is.
Yeah,
yeah, and
but I'm not sure Charlie Biden Kirk was all that well known before all this happened outside of Republican circles and you know,
right.
Political
well, that's
junkies.
What I mean. You know, Biden. Yeah, Kirk was pretty well known on the right, but Biden is well known by everybody.
Right,
and so. You know, I mean, that would be, he would be, you know, just fair game for their vitriol.
Well, Well, and he has been. I mean, you know, he has been. He really has been.
Yeah.
And his family,
but,
too.
I mean, if he was killed, they would just be.
Can you remember when they were, everybody was going hysterical that Hunter Biden made $5 million, you know, being on the board of Burisma over a 5-year period? And they were like, oh, my God, he's monetizing the presidency. And here you've got Donald Trump. You know, and his Steve Witkoff forming a partnership to peddle crypto, and the UAE puts $2 billion into their partnership, and apparently in exchange for us selling these high tech chips to the UAE that are forbidden to be sold to the UAE because of their close association with China. I mean, it sure looks like bribery to me.
With all this corruption.
And bribery is one of the things that the Constitution says you can impeach a president for. Clay, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Karen in New Orleans. Hey, Karen, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
I am calling you because I saw a program Saturday night that I'm begging you to watch it. It's a half hour. It's on DirecTV. TN channel 376. It was aired this past Sunday, 9/14/25 at 3:30 a.m. It's a interviewer and a book author, and the book's name is Trump Stargate AI. Author is Billy Crone. He connects the, don't be misled by the first 3 minutes, because I've never seen people that are generally barely pro-Trump flip to anti-Trump in a half an hour. Hmm. It's amazing. And I've been watching this for 5 years or more.
So what was it that flipped people, Karen?
Say it again?
What was it that flipped people?
It is connecting the dots from Trump and an executive order he did in the first week he was up there, and why he let Elon Musk into our systems to steal all our Social Security data, all our IRS data, and the U.S. Treasury payment system.
Right.
And the third dot that you can connect is this Larry Ellison guy.
Whose son has just bought CBS and Paramount and all that stuff, and might be buying TikTok.
No. This is even worse. This is, he's going to have the CBS,
mm-hmm.
and he's trying to get the TikTok.
Right.
But this right here is the reason why. It's the reason why Musk needs X, and it's the reason why Ellison needs TikTok.
What is the reason why?
Please, say it again.
What is the reason why?
Well, now, I can't say that on the air.
Okay, Karen, thank you for the call. We're out of time anyway. Thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom. It's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Utah authorities just announced state charges against the suspect in the killing of Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk was murdered while engaging in one of our most sacred and cherished American rights.
Utah County Attorney Jeff Gray reading the charges against 22-year-old Tyler Robinson.
Count one, aggravated murder, a capital offense for intentionally or knowingly causing the death of Charlie Kirk under circumstances that created a great risk of death to others. Count two, felony discharge of a firearm causing serious bodily injury, a first-degree felony.
On the punishment sought,
I am filing a notice of intent to seek the death penalty. I do not take this decision lightly.
Robinson will make a virtual court appearance later today. CBS News Special Report, I'm Cammie McCormick.